This is Us in the Time of Coronavirus from Connecticut Public Radio. I'm Kyone Wolf. You've arrived at the C segment of our show, the comfort segment, and one profoundly comforting sound is this. Don Dickey of West Hartford has heard that sound a lot because he's been teaching the art and science of bread baking for 35 years. There's no denying that people are rising to the occasion and making a lot of bread now that they've got time on their hands. I asked Don about what his students were most excited about making before the pandemic and what he's seen change since so many folks have been stuck at home.
Before the pandemic, I was teaching a combination of cooking and baking classes. And the bread classes were all over the book. I would try to spread them out. I was doing a scone class in Wethersfield. I ran a class, a bread tribute to James Beard, where we did three of Beard's breads.
Okay, so let's dig into sourdough. I was thinking when I would talk to you that maybe we'd be broad about what we talked about, but I feel compelled to zero in on sourdough. How do you describe what sourdough is? What sets it apart from all the other breads? Why do you think so many people are really into sourdough right now? And give us, I know it's more complicated than a couple tips, but maybe some expert advice about how to not screw this up. And go.
Sure. Well, I wouldn't make it except my wife loves this stuff. And she came off of the keto diet to eat sourdough. She said, if you make sourdough, I'll jump off of keto to enjoy the sourdoughs. Sourdough is typically made incorporating some amount of natural wild yeast in what's called a starter, or if you're French, it's called a levain. And that both gives the bread a unique flavor, it's a tangy flavor, depending on the proportion of starter you use to the recipe. And it also gives it longevity because the nature of the acidity of the starter will help allay the growth of microbes like bacteria. So there's several reasons why sourdough tastes the way it is and why it's unique. But the reason why I think it's become popular is that normally it takes a long time to make sourdough and people didn't have that time. And right now, with people working at home or just being home, time is something people have plenty of. And they can invest that time into making sourdough when they normally wouldn't have that kind of time. The other reason is that there's a yeast shortage out there. And if you're making sourdough, depending on how you make it, you might not need yeast. So there are actually two ways of making sourdough. And one is called pure sourdough, where the only leavening or rising agent in the bread is the sourdough starter itself. And you would typically use roughly a cup of starter, and I would estimate that a typical cup of starter would run around 275 to 300 grams. And then with that, you'd add another cup of water, and then the rest would be flour and salt to bring that up to where you need a dough. So there's another way to make sourdough, and this is quite popular, and that's taking sourdough starter and adding commercial yeast to it to make it rise faster. So you're using the starter purely as a flavoring agent. It gives it the same longevity because you've got the acidity in there. It gives it the flavor of sourdough, but it rises in an hour and a half, 2 hours instead of 5 or 6 hours. So that's one way to speed the process up. Now, the other thing that's unique about sourdough is how you bake it. Traditionally, you would often bake bread in a loaf pan to make sandwich bread or freeform in a skillet. But some people have gotten to making sourdough in what's called a boule, which is a round loaf of bread, inside a cast iron or aluminum Dutch oven. And that creates a mini atmosphere, a steamy atmosphere, and gives you a nice, dark, hard brown crust. And it was brought to light by a book by a fellow named Ken Forkish called Flour, Water, Yeast, Salt. It's one of the free books that you can download from Amazon right now if you get one of those accounts. It's one of his free books, and you could download the PDF for free right now, which is kind of cool.
When you make the most perfect sourdough loaf, you are mighty pleased with yourself. What do you eat with the sourdough?
It would be steak au poivre, hands down. That would be my favorite, but I'm half Italian, so I'm really big on, if I was going to make something to go with sourdough, it would probably be homemade fettuccine, and it would probably come with fresh-made pesto because my wife's big on that. So that would be my killer meal, but you know, that's just me.
Who has made the best sourdough you've ever had? And what made it so good?
And I don't buy bread very often, but if I'm going to buy bread, my go-to is a bread company down in the Haven, Atticus Bakery, and their brand is called Chibasso.
What makes them so good?
It's got the right crust. It's got the right texture. It's got lots of holes on the inside. If someone said, what's your favorite bread? My favorite bread is actually ciabatta. And what makes that unique are the big holes inside. It's easy to make bread that looks like Wonder Bread. Anybody can make that. It's hard to make bread with big holes inside. That takes a very skillful hand at dealing with very, very wet doughs. Doughs that are almost pourable. Doughs that would give most bread bakers nightmares because it's that sticky and difficult to handle. And I teach classes in rustic Italian bread making, and that's the challenge of that class, is dealing with really wet. Progressively each week, the doughs get wetter and wetter, very sticky doughs. That's my go-to bread. It doesn't have to have sourdough in it, but it can. So sourdough just gives it a unique flavor, but the texture comes from the moisture content.
And that's where it's at.
That's where it's at.
For you to eat it, go ahead. Try a piece of the sourdough bread.
That was Don Dickey. You can see his recipes, photos, and tips on making the best bread ever at thestove.com.